إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, when we do leadership training, we do an exercise where you gather everybody together in one place and then you tell them to empty their pockets, and so we take away their cell phones and we take away their wallets and so on, and then we give them each some money from what is collected there, and then we tell them, now we will meet you at such and such a place. So for example, if they are here in Hyderabad, we say, I will meet you in Nagpur, or I will meet you in Karnool, 200 kilometers from here, we'll meet you there. How you get there is up to you. And each person has got maybe 20 rupees in his pocket, which is given to him, that's it. Now, how do you get to that place with that money? And we make sure that the money is not enough for him to use a normal means of transport. So that is when people, they realize the resources they have, what they can actually do. So say, you know, they hitch a ride on a truck or something or whatever, they get themselves. Point I am making is that in that situation where everything, the pockets are emptied suddenly, and we work with, you know, senior management of major multinational corporations, people who are or we work with very senior civil servants, so, you know, senior police officers and so on, who are used to having a lot of resources. You know, and when was the last time a senior police officer carried his own bag? There's always somebody around. You know, there's someone to carry your bag, there's someone to open the door of your car, there's someone to do this, that, whatnot. So also with senior, you know, corporate executives, you have a lot of resources. There are people around you to do things. Now suddenly in this exercise, when they are doing, we take away everything, and then we say, "No, find your way now." He's got no phone. He's got no access to his secretary. He has got all his credit cards are gone. Yeah? So he suddenly, you realize what you have or you don't have. I mean, there is a sense of helplessness. I said, now what do I do? I mean, you know, I don't even have money to. You suddenly feel very helpless. I mean, the other day, Haider Bhai, myself and Hamza, we went to Vikarabad. So it was so funny. Three of us going in the car. So on the way, I said, which road to take? So Haider Bhai said, kisi ke paas 10 rupees hai kya? He said, does anyone have 10 rupees? Now, Hamza, we picked up from his house. Hamza is going actually to his father's resort. So he had no money. I never carry money, and Haider Bhai had no money. So between three of us, we did not even have 10 rupees in the car. So immediately my first thing was, I phoned Saeed. I said, Saeed, car. Because may Allah bless him. If he is there, we know there is a bag, you know. Kuch bhi ho na, Saeed saab ko bolo. Ab Saeed saab nahi the usi. He was somewhere else. So we had a big laugh. We said, between the three of us, we don't even have 10 rupees. Literally, we said, we did not have money to buy a bottle of water. Can you imagine? And because of that, we could not take the ORR. We couldn't take, because there's a toll road. We couldn't take the toll road. We had to go through the other road. We finally reached Vikarabad. On the way back, we borrowed 10 rupees from Hamza, from Sajid. कई को बोले तो जामा रहते वहाँ मन्ना गुड़े में जाम खरीदी है बोल के साजिद घर से 20 रुपये लेके जाम खरीदे. नाउ माई पॉइंट इज दैट ओनली देन यू रियलाइज वॉट यू एक्चुअली हैव. अलहमदिल्ला भाई देख रहे सब अल्लाह सुब्हान तआला, ऑल थ्री ऑफ अस हैव मोर देन 10 रुपीज इन आर हाउस. बट एट दैट पर्टिक्युलर टाइम, वॉट एवर वेल्थ दैट हैदर भाई हैज़ और आई हैव और हमजा हैज़ और हिज फादर हैज़ वॉज नॉट अवेलेबल टू अस, राइट? So we were reduced to literally having no money. I mean, the only way I could maybe get money was to, you know, sell my phone or something. I mean, other than that, there was no way. So we were literally reduced to being beggars. I mean, so to speak, we didn't beg anybody, but we were literally reduced to that. Now, my question, and the reason I am telling you all these long stories, because when we go into our cover, what's going to happen? Because that is exactly the same situation when we are going into our grave. Because everything we have is going to be left here. All, not that the credit card will do any good in the cover, but I'm saying that if, assuming that it would do some good, it is not there. All our material possessions, our children, वहाँ से सही सबको फोन नहीं कर सकते खबर में से सही भाई क्या करूँ सो ऑल आवर फ्रेंड्स ऑल आवर रिसोर्सेस एवरीथिंग विल बी टेकन अवे फ्रॉम अस एंड वी विल गो इन टू द खबर विदाउट एनी मेटीरियल स्टफ आई एम नॉट सेइंग वी गो विदाउट एनीथिंग विदाउट एनी मेटीरियल स्टफ सो वॉट विल वी टेक विद अस. And that's exactly what these business executives and so on and so forth also, what the lesson they learn is that material stuff is not really, your knowledge is still with you. Your resourcefulness is still with you. Your intelligence is still with you. Nobody took that. So how are you going to use all that to get to wherever you have to get? So the point is that when we go into our cover, what is still with me? That is something that I remind myself that I, inshallah, will reflect on, and I request you also, please reflect on that. And that's why yesterday we had the first part of the lecture on death and hereafter. Today, inshallah, is the second part. A friend of mine messaged me and said, I'm sorry, I missed death and hereafter. I said, nobody misses death and hereafter. You missed the lecture on death and hereafter. So believe me, nobody misses death and hereafter. You missed the lecture on death and hereafter. So, may Allah make it good for you. Eh? So, the point is that let us reflect on that. I don't think this needs a lot of explanation. It's quite simple. Let us reflect on what is it that I will have with me when I go into my grave. Because we know what we won't have. So, what will we have? What will we have when we enter our kubur? Because that is what remains with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us constantly to remember this and to constantly remind each other about this and to make provision so that when we do go into our graves, that we have nothing, that we have something worthwhile. Because one of the things that sometimes people say, they say, Nari sahab kya hai, bole ho, toh hum Allah ki rahmat pe ja rahe. अल्लाह की रहमत के वास्ते आप कर रहे क्या ये बोलो अल्लाह की रहमत पे जा रहे सही है अल्लाह के नबी भी यही बोले मगर अल्लाह के नबी के पास रहमत के वास्ते बहुत वसाइल थे पीपल से आई एम ओनली गोइंग ऑन द रहमा ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला वेरी गुड नोबडी सेज यू नो नोबडी नो डिस्प्यूट विद दैट बट माय क्वेश्चन इज व्हाट हैव यू डन टू अट्रैक्ट द रहमा ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला इफ यू स्पेंट योर होल लाइफ डिसओबेइंग अल्लाह इफ यू स्पेंट योर होल लाइफ एंगरिंग अल्लाह If you spent your whole life denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may not be by word but by deed because you did not pray, you did not fast, you did not give zakat and Allah knows best what all you did. If you spent your whole life indulging in haram and then when the question of the grave comes, you say, no, but I am going on the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a hypocritical statement. This is hypocritical statement because you have done nothing to attract the rahmat of Allah. You did everything to attract the anger of Allah. And then you say, I am going into my qabr with the rahmat of Allah. Which rahmat? From where? Allah did not promise His rahmah on somebody who deliberately angers Him. Allah promised His rahmah on somebody who makes tawbah. But if you deliberately did wrong things, and if you deliberately indulged in haram, you deliberately angered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you continue to do that, and you did not make tawbah, which rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am not anybody to deny the rahmat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to have rahmat on Firaun, most welcome. That is Allah's, it is a prerogative. Allah can have rahmat on anybody. Just today somebody on Twitter, they sent this message saying that there's an Israeli soldier who emptied his weapon into a Palestinian schoolgirl. God knows how many bullets he would have shot into that girl. And he was declared innocent by the Israeli court. No problem, alhamdulillah. No problem. I'm not crying any tears, I'm not angry, nothing. Alhamdulillah. The girl attained Shahada, Alhamdulillah. And this guy, he will get his due when he meets his Rabb. No Israeli court, no court of the world, the verdict of a court of the world has no meaning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, because the haqq will be established before the Rabb. Justice will be established before Allah. If a court of this dunya wants to take a murderer and say that he is innocent, no problem. No problem. The judge who passed that ruling and the person who did that action are both going to stand before the Rabb. When justice will be done? So what is this, when we go into our qabr, when we go into our grave, what is the basis on which we are going? What are we taking with us? And if we claim that we have access to the mercy of Allah, what is the wasila for this mercy? What is the wasila for the mercy? What is the means by which this mercy will come? And wasila is not asking some, but not taking somebody's name. Wasila is action. Wasila is amal. So what is that wasila? What is the amal? What is the action that I am doing or I have done, about which, inshallah, I have this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this amal. We are not saying that any of us can do an amal and be certain that Allah will accept it. Inshallah, at least we made some effort. I made this effort. Whatever it was, the effort is here. Ya Allah, please accept it. The effort is an incomplete effort. Ya Allah, please complete it and accept it. This is the dua that we make, inshallah. So I reflect and I ask you to reflect. Think about this and say, what is it that we are taking with us when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, which inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy in accepting this from us and in forgiving our sins. So what is it that will be with us when we go into our qabr? Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.